This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The opposition has given a notice of no confidence motion against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Lok Sabha sources said opposition has submitted the notice to the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha. Sources added that the notice will be examined and processed as per rules. Opposition parties including the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD and left parties have signed the notice submitted to the Secretary General. However, TMC has not signed it. Discussion is underway in the Rajya Sabha on the Union Budget 2026-27. Congress MP P. Chidambaram had initiated the discussion yesterday. In the Lok Sabha also, discussion is underway on the Union Budget. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has initiated the discussion. Earlier today, the Lok Sabha was adjourned twice, as well as the opposition did not let the question hour function. When the Lok Sabha assembled for the day, presiding officer P.C. Mohan tried to take up question hour, but the opposition members, including the Congress, TMC and DMK, among others, trooped into the well and started sloganeering. As the pandemonium continued, the presiding officer adjourned the house till 12 noon. Despite the appeal from the presiding officer and minister, the opposition members continued with their protest, resulting in the adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will deliver the keynote address at the National Conference on Tackling Cyber-Enabled Frauds and Dismantling the Ecosystem in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will inaugurate the new Cyber Crime Branch of the Central Bureau of Investigation. He will also launch the State Cyber Crime Coordination Centre dashboard of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre under the Ministry of Home Affairs. The Indo-US trade deal, which was announced recently, will benefit industries at Tirupur. Tirupur Apparel Export Promotion Council Chairman Shakti Vail has said the deal will benefit the entire apparel sector.
18% tariff is a great bonus for the apparel textile sector. We honestly, wholeheartedly appreciate and thank Honorable Prime Minister of India and our hard work put up by Honorable Minister of Commerce, Mr. Piyush Goyal. You are all aware that last 6 months we are going through a turmoil. We had a lot of cancellation, the fear is layoff the workers, everything was there. This will not only help the apparel exporters, this will help the farmers to the finishing product.
Furthermore, President of the Tirupur Exporters Association, K.M. Subramanian, extended happiness over this historic deal.
The historical deal between India and the U.S. was, we are very happily noted, and it is good for Tirupur apparel exporters. Especially, we are doing around 15,000 crores business with the American market. This will be double in within 3 years' time, and it will give more opportunity for employment, more foreign exchange, and we welcome the historical deal between the America and India.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Bastar Pandum festival in Chhattisgarh showcased the rich culture, traditions and tribal heritage of Bastar in a magnificent way. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that earlier, whenever the name of Bastar was mentioned, images of Maoism, violence and backwardness in development would come to mind. He added that the situation has changed and now the town is known for its development and the growing self-confidence of its local people. The Bastar Pandum festival was held in Chhattisgarh from the 7th to the 9th of this month. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms and lightning today in places over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Dense fog conditions are expected over Assam and Meghalaya during the day. According to the Met Department, there will be a gradual rise in minimum temperature over East India by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during the next 3 days. IMD said there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures over the rest of the country. Campaigning for Bangladesh's 13th parliamentary election or Jatiyo Shongshod election and the accompanying referendum concluded this morning, ushering in the mandatory 48-hour silence period ahead of voting on Thursday. Polling will be held for the national parliamentary election and the referendum under the July National Charter. The final phase of election comes amid tightening restrictions, heightened security and fresh survey projections. With the Yunus administration barring the Awami League from political activities and election participation, BNP and Jamaat-backed candidates have stepped up efforts to attract Awami League-leaning voters. And with that, we end this news bulletin.